In recent months, ICE raids have impacted families and communities across the region. From Norristown in Montgomery County to Princeton, New Jersey, organizers have been stepping up to raise funds for family members of people who have been detained. WHYY's Emily Neal has this report.
When immigration enforcement agents arrested 16 people in Princeton in two separate raids in late July, Pablo Almiron says organizers at Resistencia en Acción, New Jersey, leapt into action. Almiron is the media coordinator for the organization. He says they're currently working with several families affected by those raids.
In most cases, the person, the community being detained, is the breadwinner of the family. Because it is so hard for immigrants to find jobs, it is often the father in a family that has to put hours. And people work 6-7 days a week, and they cannot stop doing that because the cost of living and forces them to do all this. So when that person is gone, the family is left financially unstable.
Resistencia en Acción launched a fundraiser to support its rapid response network to ICE sightings in the area and to benefit families of detainees. In Norristown, organizers and the nonprofit Secate are also asking for donations to support families impacted by the ICE raid at a supermarket last month. Obed Arango, executive director of Secate, says they see people in need of humanitarian relief and psychological support.
We have mothers, we have parents, we have kids, we have grandmothers that perhaps need also emotional health.
The organization is inviting therapists and attorneys to donate their services. Emily Neal, WHYY News.